going to get stuck into the footy in a minute, Walls, to get your five observations from another big round of football. But it's been a huge couple of days for a young Australian golfer by the name of Oliver Goss, a very, very fine young player, one of the best young amateurs in the world. This morning, he's been beaten by a very, very good English player by the name of Matthew Fitzpatrick in the final of the US Amateur Championship, probably the most prestigious amateur championship on the planet. And big Ollie Goss has been good enough to join us. Good morning to you, Oliver.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, mate. Commiserations. At the end of a marathon sort of event like this, you get to the final and you get beaten. Is it almost impossible to be too despondent about what you've achieved in the last 3 or 4 days, despite the fact that you didn't get over the line at the final hurdle?
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm really devastated, you know. I obviously can't feel good about how the day went, but I'm just going to stay positive and just take away the things I've gotten this week, not only the experience, but the opportunity to play in the Masters and the US Open next year. So I'm just going to stay positive and keep fighting forward.
Tell us about your match today against Matty Fitzpatrick. How did it unfold, Ollie?
This morning, in the first 18 holes, just probably the best display of putting I've ever seen by Matt. He holds so many long putts, you know, 20 footers, 25, 30 foot putts, and not easy putts too, you know, like over slopes, downhills, and it was just unreal to watch. And it's kind of disheartening, but I just kept powering through, and I ended up being one down after 18 with a chip in on the last. And in this afternoon, I just couldn't get the ball rolling. You know, I just couldn't gain any momentum. And he played really solid just to stay just one ahead. And then I was always close, but it just wasn't close enough for me. You know, I'd always just lip out a putt or just hit it in the rough. And it just wasn't going to work out today.
When you've got a press like that, when you're, you know, a hole or two behind and you're chasing, and you're playing a guy who's obviously playing pretty well, how hard is it? How hard is it to find that extra gear when you're already giving everything you've got?
Yeah, it's really difficult. You know, you've got to dig deep, and that's what I've done all week. I've been down in a couple of my matches, and I just dug deep the last couple of holes and managed to get the job done. But this week, or today, it just wasn't working for me, and I was trying my hardest to dig deep and press forward and try and fight back, and again, it was just so close, but just wasn't close enough, and he just stayed solid enough to just be ahead of me.
And great camaraderie between you guys. Nathan Holman got through to the 16, and you knocked over Brady Watt in the semis. Is it true that Brady actually caddied for you today?
Yeah, that's right. Brady caddied for me today. We're great mates. We organised to stay in the same house together this week, and we've ridden over to the golf course every day together. And he's just a great mate of mine, and I couldn't have been happier that Brady was willing to caddy for me today. He did an amazing job of keeping me focused and positive and just looking in the right direction. So I couldn't thank Brady enough for what he's done today.
Mate, commiserations on the defeat. There's a lot to look forward to, as you mentioned. You're off to the Masters and the US Open next year. That is going to be a highlight of 2014 for you. And I'm thinking that Australian golf fans are going to be seeing a lot of you in the next 10, 15, 20 years. We congratulate you on what you've been able to achieve, and thanks for giving us a couple of minutes this morning.
No